I'd like all my young friends to come forward for a children's sermon. Come on down. Come on down. Yeah, I feel like Bob Barker. Come on down. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, are y'all having a good morning today?
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
How about you?
Blah.
Blah, blah. All right, my question to you is this. I have a very, very important question because I've been thinking about this for a long time. Now, don't answer too quickly, okay? Now, think about what I'm about to ask you. How much did you have to pay your parents to love you and care for you and to clothe you and to get you ready for school and to tuck you into bed at night and tell you all kinds of wonderful stories along with it? How much money did you have? Did you have to pull out your credit card and give them, say, take it out of here? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Did you have to take money out of your wallet, out of your personal bank account, and say, here, you know, if I give you more money, will you love me and do a better job of being my parents?
No.
No.
I tried.
You tried. It didn't work, huh? Well, what did you have to do to bribe your parents to love you and care for you and be nice to you and to watch over you and to be with you all the time? What did you have to do? How much did you have to do for them?
Just love them.
You just had to love them. Do you think that's a fair exchange? I mean, look at everything that they've done for you. Have you bought clothes for them? Did you buy all the food for them? No. Did you, when they were sick, did you take them to the doctors? Or pay the doctor's bill afterwards? No. But they're doing all this for you, and all you have to do is love them? Doesn't that seem strange? In other words, you're going to tell me this morning that you don't have to do a whole bunch. In other words, you don't have to make a promise to your parents that you'll work hard in school and try to get the best grades you possibly can. That you're going to treat your neighbors and friends with respect. You know, that you're going to listen to them and obey them when they ask you to do things. You didn't have to make that kind of a pledge in order for them to love you. No. All you had to do was just be there and love them in return, right? Now let me ask you this. Did you love them first and then they responded with their love? No.
No.
Come on.
No.
No. All right. Well, there was a man 500 years ago, and this is not a Halloween mask, but his name was Martin Luther. And Martin Luther discovered that this lesson that I'm trying to share with you this morning had been forgotten. You see, the church had forgotten that you can't bribe God for more of God's love. You can't bribe God for more of God's blessings. You can't. How are you going to pay God anyway, right? I mean, what's God going to do with your money? He can't use your money. You know, God doesn't need anything. He's pretty much self-sufficient, but he does want your
heart.
Your heart. Your
heart.
Your
heart.
Your heart. And when we talk about heart, we're talking about your love, right? All he wants you to do is to appreciate and love him back. You know? But it's not because we first love God that he responded and says, okay, because you love me so much, I'm going to do all kinds of nice things and I'm going to love you in return. He loved us first. And because he loved us first, we love him back, and we can't help but love him back when we think of how much he loves us. Because, you know, everything that your parents do for you, your God does for you, and more. Because you know your God is never going to turn you away. He's never going to lock the door on you and say, okay, you can't come in. He's never going to say, you know, you didn't pay this month's rent, so you're out on the street. You know, he's never going to do any of those things. He's always going to walk with you. He's always going to tell you how much he loves you. He's always going to hold you guys very, very close to his heart. And isn't that a wonderful thing? And that's called grace. That's called grace, that God gives you all these things for no other reason than the fact that he just loves you. Nobody could, your parents love you very much, your church family loves you, your family and friends love you, but I'll tell you, nobody loves you more perfectly than God. And that's the good news for us this morning. Let's all hold hands as we close in prayer. Gracious God, thank you for your love and the way that you look after us day after day. We know that no matter what we do in this world, nothing will ever sever that relationship. That's how great your love for us is. Help us to respond by opening up our hearts to you in the way that you open up to us. And help us to share that love to others, because there are so many in this world who need to experience that same love and grace and generosity that you are always throwing their way, but they fail to realize. Help us to help them know that you are a God of love. And in Christ's name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.